Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Bill Welley is a trainer extraordinaire. For people that want to get better athletically, he's been doing it for years, and he trains a lot of people that have gone on to great professional careers, and he joins us now. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Maxie. How are you?
Good. What was, you know, the draft last year was a pretty fascinating study because you were on the cutting edge of starting those virtual workouts where you'd show a guy what he could do and send it out to the teams. Was it much the same way this year, Bill, or how did it play out?
No, this year was because everybody had, obviously the combine didn't really happen, but everybody had pro days.
Yep.
So we literally got guys ready for their pro days within their region. So if a guy like Shane Zylstra, who didn't get the opportunity last year, he was able to get into a couple of pro days and kind of showcase, and it obviously turned out pretty good for him signing with the Vikings yesterday.
Yeah, and these kids that got put on hold and had this gap year, so to speak, that wanted to play last year and thought they'd get at least an invite to camp, and they would have. He was amongst them. Did most of them stick with it, or did a lot say, I guess it's time to move on?
I think a lot stuck with it. Most of our guys stuck with it, and I had a couple guys that ended up going to Canada. They're going to start in August, but most guys kind of stuck it out. Marquise Bridges, local kid, he's invited to camp, and they're only inviting five guys. I mean, that's a good guy, a good sign to bring in. You know, one of the five is him from last year. So, I think the fact that they were able to stick with it and keep trying, but there are a lot of guys that missed out on even the rookie minicamp experience and finding that raw talent like an Adam Thielen, for instance.
So obviously colleges are backed up now because you can in essence play 6 years depending on how your eligibility plays out. What has that done to your game and where you play? Do you got to counsel a lot of kids to stick with it? If a kid's coming out of high school and he's going, my God, I'd be six string if I go there right now. Do you try to get him to a junior college or a prep school or even sit out a year? How has it affected how you operate and more, I guess, what you see from the kids?
It's been really crazy. I talked to a Division One program, one of my former athletes is a coach, and he said, Bill, this year we have five scholarships available only.
Yeah.
And so if you're a high school senior, it's going to be, if you get an offer, you probably want to run with it. Otherwise, yeah, you probably want to go to a prep school or to a military academy just to make sure that you stay in shape and still get some film, because guys are going to fall off the face of the earth if you don't stay on top of it.
Now, the other side to it is, I mean, it's so competitive that these college coaches are going to be looking for that diamond in the rough, too, aren't they? They're going to be looking for the kid that took the gap year but stayed in unbelievable shape that they can slide under the radar under their program that maybe isn't getting as much attention. So there's going to be another game played here, I would think, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. This next year is going to be very interesting with the gap year and guys being able to stay in. And then you've got, I mean, think about the freshmen that came in last year. You've got seniors that are staying. So you've got a lot of extra bodies that maybe wouldn't necessarily be there. So the next, 2 years from my perspective, for NFL combine prep and pro day training, is going to be, it's going to be interesting for sure. But I've had to counsel, like, do you stay? Do you end up, you know, entering the transfer portal? It's been a wild ride.
Particularly in football, though, Bill, where it's not a skill thing like basketball is. It's not the same. I know you train basketball in all sports, but mm-hmm. if you take a gap year, let's say, and you take advantage of it, you take some classes, you work a job, and you work on the fundamentals of getting bigger, faster, and stronger. And then you know maybe you're a positionless player, but you just apply those to wherever you. I mean, you really could in football if you're willing to work at it. Come out, you know, 20 pounds of muscle better and still have not used up 1 year of eligibility, right?
Correct. I mean, obviously, the downside for a lot of pro teams is, look, I need film. And what did you do last year? And if I don't have film from last year, guess what? Somebody else has film. So that comparison, apple to apple, orange to orange, really turns into an apple to an orange comparison. So I think that's going to be the ultimate challenge. Yes, there's going to be your diamonds in the rough, and there's going to, with COVID, obviously, they weren't able to do all these regional combines and get film to the necessary people that needed to get it.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the biggest challenge.
And so, like, if they call you and they say, we got no film on this guy, what can you give us? Like, what could you do? What could you provide for a team that they'd be looking for?
A lot of times what we'll do is we'll do a mock pro day or, you know, a combine and get the results. Kind of like we talked about last year, we threw it together as fast as we could because we had a window that was literally 4 hours and went to the University of Minnesota and filmed it. But we can I think we have enough of credibility right now where we can, all right, here's the legit results of the athlete. And this year with the combine, you saw not happening. You saw a lot of 4.3 40s that really you've never seen before.
Okay, so maybe it's not quite 40 yards, huh?
I'm not saying that, but I think somebody may or may not have a quick trigger.
Yep.
But I mean, it is what it is, you know. And a lot of these college coaches have film that they need. You know, somebody like a Ramad Bowman who worked out with us for combine prep. I've not seen anybody probably in the last 6-7 years who can run routes like Ramad.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he didn't run a great 40, and it is what it is. But he got into camp with the Colts and is going this weekend. I talked to him last night, and I said, look, just showcase your ability. And that's what has to happen for all these guys, whether you're on the bubble or at some point you're going to have to showcase who you are and what you can do.
And you know, there's nothing, you know, they always say the film doesn't lie, etc. But can you replicate enough skills that, like, let's say they want to know, hey, can this guy catch it? Okay, he's fast enough, he's strong enough. We want to know if he can catch the ball over the middle, and it's been a couple of years since he has. Can you do anything that shows them that?
We do functional training on Fridays over at the TCO Gardens up in Bandits Heights. And, you know, if push comes to shove, I've had people come out and film athletes training, and we've got enough athletes where I've got most positions. So if they truly wanted to see some, yeah, we could film it and get it to necessary resources.
If you have a kid for 3 months and football is the goal, no matter what level it is, what is it you take them through to make them better over 3 months? What, you know, forget the position. What is it that you do for them?
I try to make them more athletic. A lot of times there's
is that hard to do? I mean, is it hard to improve speed, quickness, those kinds of things?
Improving speed is, a lot of times it's about developing power. I mean, the easiest thing to do is if you develop the engine and make the engine bigger, you can generate more power, that being your glutes, right, your butt. If you can generate more power and push, yeah, I can make somebody faster in the course of 6 to 8 weeks. But I also, for me personally, I feel like I'm doing the athlete a disservice if I don't work on their technique and form. a lot of athletes have not been taught how to run properly. And when you have to showcase at a combine or a pro day, those drills are specific to those drills. Are they specific to the sport or their position? You could certainly make a case that if I bench press 225 30 times, does that mean I'm going to be strong? That's an endurance test. If I run a 4.3 40, does that mean I'm going to be a good receiver? Well, you're fast, but can you decelerate and can you get out of those breaks? So there are ancillary things that when I say try to make an athlete more athletic, those are the things I'm working on, is how do you work on your cuts? How do you work on your braking, slowing down, accelerating out of those breaks?
Yeah, we're back to Adam Thielen, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. You do that well, and the rest will take care of itself, but you got to work at it, and it's a science and it's an art, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about separation. I think we've talked about it before,
yeah.
But if you look at some of those athletes that your top receivers in the NFL weren't necessarily super fast. They got separation. Chris Carter, Larry Fitzgerald, those guys, they had to work at their craft to get separation. And once they got separation, I mean, that's all you needed. You
were open. Game over now, because they're not going to drop the ball.
Correct. Yeah, for sure. Those guys aren't.
Hey, Bill, appreciate it very much. I always enjoy talking to you, and I hope I can run into you in person here soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you soon. We actually have a Minnesota Football Coaches Association Combine, high school combine, next Saturday.
A week from Saturday?
So we're going to showcase some athletes. It literally filled up within 5 days.
I believe it.
So, yeah, it's going to be good, and we're excited about it.
Okay, I'm going to be in touch with you about that, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it very much. Bill Welly, he's been doing this for a lot of years, did it with Chris Carter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.